We begin the current daf Masechtas Nazir, daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the discussion of our Mishnah for the previous daf. And that is, the Mishnah said two halachas, which are essentially the same case, where if someone took a ned of Naziris, and he doesn't want to keep that ned of Naziris. So the first case is that he goes to ask a chacham if it was a ned of Naziris, and he says, yes, it was a valid, and you're usher, and all the things in Nazir is forbidden. And the second case was if he says that, no, it actually was not a ned of Naziris, and you're permitted. And each one has its ramifications. Now, the first case that said that he asked the Chacham and he said that he's forbidden, it was a valid Ned of Naziris. So it said that although he thought or he regretted it and he wasn't keeping all the halachas of Naziris, but when it comes to the Chacham, let's say 10 days into the Naziris and he says, hey, listen up, you are a Nazir, you got to keep these halachas for the duration of your Naziris, the Mishnah said, Meidim Mishosh Nadar. So he could, his counting for, let's say, took a Naziris of 30 days, is going to be from when he accepted upon himself. So though for the last 10 days since he took upon himself, he hasn't really been keeping those halachas, doesn't make a difference. What he had counted, those 10 days are counted, and he just has to conclude the remaining 20 days. And that is what our Gemara asks. Mani Masnitin, who's the Tana of our mission that said that he could count from when he made the neder, and that we don't penalize him for those days that he wasn't fulfilling the halachas of Naziris? So the Gemara says, seemingly, it's not like either one of the two opinions mentioned the following brisa, the time like learned the brisa. Misha nadarva ava al nazirusai. Essentially the same case like our Mishnah. Someone took upon himself a neder, and he violated his Naziris. He wasn't keeping the halachas. He was drinking wine, he was being matam lamesim. Now the halacha is, enis kakenlai. We don't address ourselves to him to permit, to be matir, to undo his neder of Naziris, or for him to bring his karbanis, whatever it is that he wants to do to conclude his Naziris. Elim kein mayin behen iser kiyam shenog behem heter. So the Chacham, the Tanakhama says, the only way we'll address him and allow him to get out of his Naziris, either to be done with it or to make like it never was, is only if for all those days, for every single day that he violated, he keeps it in the appropriate way, then we'll address him. So let's say 10 days he had violated it. So before we address your case, let's say you want to make sure like it's not a Naziris, you have to first keep 10 days of Naziris. That's the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, Da'yish Leishim Yim. Rabbi Yossi holds that, for example, let's say someone took a Naziris of 100 days. And for 60 of those days, he was drinking wine. So on there, Rabbi Yossi says, it's enough, not like the Chacham who said, okay, those 60 days, you got to do over now. You got to do an appropriate way. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's enough if we penalize him only 30 of those 60 days. So therefore, he has to have, besides the remaining 40 days left to the 100, which he already had 60 days, but he drank in those 60 days, he has to add on another 30 days, and then he could bring his karbanis and conclude his naziris. But you don't have to do all of them. So the Gemara says, seemingly, our mission is not like either one of them. Irabanan kash naziris, and the girsa of the rush here is, switches it around, is not mu'atis, but rather meruba. That, and as he explains, according to the Rabbanan, even if our Mishnah is talking about a large Naziris, meaning more than 30 days, even that would be challenging, because whether there's a long Naziris or a small Naziris, either way, the Rabban always say, whatever it is that you had violated for that amount of time, you got to do it over again. So how could we say in our Mishnah that you start from when you started the Naziris, even though for the past whatever amount of time you weren't keeping those halachas? According to Rabbanan, no, every single day, no matter if it's a long Naziris or short Naziris, you got to do over all those days. And Ir Rabbi Yossi, and even if you're going to say the town of a Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, well, Kash Naziris, and again, the Girsa here is not Meruba, but Mu'ates, and that is because, yes, although by a large Naziris, you could say that our Mishnah would not be difficult if it was like Rabbi Yossi, because you could interpret when our Mishnah says that he counts Mishosh and Nadar, what it means to say is, he counts part of the time that he had already taken from back then, because it doesn't undo everything that he had done. For example, let's say it was for 100 days, so, and he drank for 60 of those days, so we could interpret when the Mishnah says, Moin Mishosh and Nadar, although all those days he wasn't keeping those halachas, but he could count from when he took the neder, at least part of it. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only Seiser 30 of the days. But the challenge is, but in the case of Nazir Mu'ates, if our Mishnah was talking about a 30-day Naziris, well, that would be difficult according to Rabbi Yossi too, because Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to at least do over 30 of the days. Now, it's a leniency if you have a 100-day Naziris, but if you have a Naziris Mu'ates of 30 days, then that Mishnah wouldn't work out according to Rabbi Yossi either, because according to him, You have to do over those days if it was just 30 days, however many days you drank, 10 days, 15 days. But the Tanna Vayi Mishnah makes it sound like you don't have to do it over any of the days. You could just continue counting from when you started the Neder of Naziris. So that the Gemara answers, Ibai's Temer Rabbi Yaisi. If you want, you could actually say the Tanna Vayi Mishnah is like Rabbi Yaisi. The Ibai's Temer Rabban, or actually you could even say the Tanna Vayi Mishnah is like the Rabban. How so? So the Gemara explains. Ibai's Temer Rabbi Yaisi. If you want, you could say it's like Rabbi Yaisi. Because Khan, our Mishnah, you're right, is talking about a case of Naziris Merubah. It's talking about a large nether of Naziris. And therefore, it is going to be Seisr part of it. But when our Mishnah says that Moinim is Shosh another, means that part of what you had already counted, although it was in violation, will still count it again because Rabbi Yossi holds that if let's say you took 100 days Naziris and 60 days you were drinking, you could still count some of that time, although not all of it. But part of it you could, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says Mishosh another. Khan, over here in the Braisa, when Rabbi Yossi is going to have that all of it is going to be Seisr, that's Naziris Moetis. That's when you take upon yourself a small Naziris of 30 days, yes, then Rabbi Yossi would agree that you would have to do over all of that. And that wouldn't be Mishosh another. But by Naziris Merubah is where he says only thing you have to do is 30 days. Now, Ve'ibayis Tem Rabbanan. If you want, you could even say the Tanna Vayi Mishnah is like Rabbanan. How so? Because Lo Tema Mishosh another, you're right, you can't read it as it's read in our Mishnah, that you count from the time that you took the Naziris. Ela Eimer rather saying you have to add on a Chaf over here. Chimishosh another. Like the time that you had taken of the Naziris, and the reason being is because you're right. Whatever you had done in violation, you got to do over again. Now you have to count over the amount of time like you had taken when you had taken the Naziris. So it doesn't mean Mishoshanaza, but Kim Mishoshanaza. Like you had taken upon yourself, let's say, 100 day Naziris, and you drank 60 of them. No. You can't count those days. You have to count like that time that you took of Naziris in an appropriate way. And therefore, again, the Mishnah could be either like Rabbi Yaisi, and it's talking about Naziris Merubah, and that's why you could count Mishoshanazah, at least some of it, not all of it. Or according to Rabbanan, it's Kim Mishoshanazah. Now the Mishnah said, Nishal HaChacham V'tiruhu, that was the second case of the Mishnah, which was, let's say you go to the Chacham, and he is Matir, the Ned of Naziris. He says, you don't have to keep it. So then we said that, what do you do with the Karbanah that you already set aside? So I said, it goes out to graze and develop a blemish, because it was obviously in total error, those karbanas, because he was never a nazir, retroactively, we know that now, and therefore the karbanas that he separated is not valid, like someone who never sinned and says, this is my chattas. What do you mean your chattas? You're not bringing a chattas. And therefore, the Gemara points out something. Omer Birmi says, midbei shamai nishma lidbei sil. From what we learned, and we explained this in the previous daf, from Taisus, the way he explained the Mishnah, from the opinion of Beis Shammai, we could understand the halacha that even Beis Hillel would agree to. In other words, Lav Amri Beis Shammai, didn't we explain to Beis Shammai, and we explained this in the previous daf, Hekdesh betos have a Hekdesh. And this is how Abaye had explained the previous Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that, for example, it was talking about the Koy Betiara when it was in the afternoon, and he said regarding the oxen that had come out. So, but one thing we learned was that Beis Shammai holds that if you made an error in Hekdesh, it's still going to be Hekdesh. Now, however, what we proved out from the Mishnah Laman Aleph from Abayz was that, but Kivan de Gloy Milsa de Lav Shap and Nazir, but if it's retroactively revealed that it was in total error, for example, let's say the Chacham was Matur his Neder of Naziris, or the Chacham tells him, you know what, you actually had never taken a Neder of Naziris. So there, even Beis Shammai agreed, although technically, and this was what Beis Hillel had asked on Beis Shammai, that, oh, wait a second. That seemingly is Hektish, but Toys have a Hektish, and still Beis Shammai agrees, Tetzav et Tereba Eder, that no, this is not even Hektish, but Toys. At least Hektish, but Toys, you wanted, you could, you thought, but here, you were making a carbon for your Naziris. Hello, you were never a Nazir. It's like someone that's bringing a Chattas for his sin, which he never sinned, you can't bring, it's not even a Hektish, but Toys. So even Beis Shammai agrees, it goes out, and it's not brought as a carbon, and rather it develops a blemish, and then it's sold into Chulin. No, so therefore, what Rabbi Meir is pointing out is that Beis Hillel Nami. So we could say draw a parallel to the opinion of Beis Hillel that Avagav de Amri Timur Betoyes Havi Timur. Although, yeah, they don't hold Hekdesh Betoyes Havi Hekdesh, but when Beis Shammai actually learns that Hekdesh Betoyes Havi Hekdesh, it's from Seif Hekdesh, which is called Alachas of Timura. Now Beis Hillel agrees, and as learned in Masechtas Timur from the word Yia, that if someone erroneously makes a tumor, it's going to be a tumor. Where if, let's say, meant to make this animal tumor of shlamim, and the study made a tumor of oila, whatever he ended up doing, it has that halacha. So on that, the Gemara wants to prove, hanamili heche de isa le'ikar hektish. That's only if the original carbon that you're transferring its kedusha to that chulin animal, which is how the halachas of tumor works, that's only if the original carbon is maintains its sanctity. But if it comes out that the person, let's say, was shoyel on that original kedusha, or something comes out that the first carbon that you transferred to this chulin animal, which is again the mechanics of tumura, turns out the first one was never kedush itself, well, then the sakar not my tumura. So Basil would agree that although tumur b'tayis is hektish, it would be tumura, but that's only if it's not a total error where it has to at least be on the level of b'tayis. But if it's totally not relevant, like again, as we explained regarding a chatas, if you're not a sinner, the chatas has no relevance, so to Basil would agree, just like we pointed out for Beis Shammai, that holds hektish b'tayis have a hektish. But in the case of the Mishnah, we said that it's not even a tos because you weren't even that type of a person. You're not even a nazir to be able to bring karbanos for that. They still would agree the same thing would apply with the halachas of tumura. It's only if the original carbon that you're transferring maintains its kedusha. Now the Gemara continues. Amamah. We said in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel that regarding Beis Hillel was, and again as we explained on the previous daf, Beis Hillel thought that the case of the halacha of the Mishnah, which was if someone was shoyel on his naziris, and turns out he was never a nazir, and therefore the karbanos that he set aside are not hektish, Beis Hillel thought that's a case of hektish, but Torah have a hektish. Which, again, as Tosfos pointed out, Beis Shammai could have just easily said that it's not, and therefore it's not a question on me. But as it is, Beis Shammai answered Beis Hillel according to his line, Beis Hillel's line of questioning, which was, wait a second, you see hektish, but Torah is lav hektish, how could you say in the previous Mishnah before that, that hektish b'toyis have a hektish regarding shor shachar shor yotzim and mebeisi rishon. So on that basis, Beis Shammai said to Beis Shammai, wait a second. Iyata moedim, don't you Beis Hillel agree that hektish b'toyis have a hektish? Because she'ilu kara l'tshia siri v'chulu. Because we find by the halachas of ma'isa behema, which every 10th animal that comes through that narrow doorway of the corral is the 10th one that's given to the kohen. And still, if he by mistake calls the 9th one number 10, and then, oh, he says, okay, so he calls number 10, 9. And then he's like, wait, 10 is 9, so then 11 he calls 10. That 9, 10, and 11 are all kadosh. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, you see hektish, but toys have a hektish. Whereas Beis Hillel answered and said that, no, that's exeis akasiv, again, because then 8 and 12 would also be, and that's not the case. So it must be it's exeis akasiv, but it's not because of the halacha of hektish, but toys have a hektish. Now, related to this part of the Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following machlokes amidram. Itma we learn. Meister, regarding the halachas of Meisr, and again, regarding Meisr Behem, the 10th of every animal, which we pointed out, that even 9 or 11 could be, in certain situations, be designated as number 10. So we have a machlekes. Rav Nachman Amar Ta'usoy V'loy Kabanos. Rav Nachman says, as was the case in our Mishnah, that it's only if the 9th one was designated as number 10, or 11 as 10, if it was done in error. But not when he does it with kavan, when he does it deliberately. In other words, if he knows this is number 9, he's just like, you know what? Another kohen really needs it. And he calls number 9, 10, and then he calls 10, 9, and he calls 11, 10. Then Rav Nachman says, that's not going to be kaddish. The halacha was only said regarding when it was done in error. But Rav Chizda, Rav Hunami, they say, no. To Usai, although it says that in the case of the Mishnah, which Beis Shammai is trying to prove, hektish b'toyis have a hektish, it's not only if it's done in error. It's actually because she can kavanasei. That's even if he does it by mistake, which generally kachim has to be, at least everyone agrees on some level, should be bekavana. So on that we're saying that by ma'isa behema, yes, we learn that it's even by mistake. But for sure, if it's done deliberately, that number 9 could be made into ma'isa behema, so too number 11 could be made into ma'isa behema. That's the machlokes amiram. Is it only by tos and not bekavana, or for sure by kavana? So amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava said to Rav Nachman, lididach, according to your opinion, the Amrit that you say to Usay Bulu Kabanasa, you hold this Gzeir Sakas of this halacha was only said when it's an error by mistake, he didn't realize and they called number 9, 10. But it wouldn't work if he deliberately knows this is 9 and it's calling it 10. It wouldn't have the halacha of Ma'isa Behema. It wouldn't become Kaddish as Ma'isa Behema. So then he asked him the following question. Dika'ami Beishami LeBeisil. So this that we just quoted in the Gemara from the Mishnah. The Beishami said to Beisil, he at the Moedim, don't you agree to my concept? Then Hekdesh Batoyas have a Hekdesh, but wait a second. She'ilu Karo L'Tshia Siri, because Beishami said, take a look at this halacha. And you agree to this halacha. Imagine if someone calls his ninth animal the tenth, or ul asiri chi, and then he calls the tenth one the ninth one, and then ul echad asar asiri, and then he calls the 11th one number 10. The halacha is sheshlosh the mukadashin, that all three are kadosh. The ishtiku beisil, and beisil was silent. Now, as the Rush points out, it doesn't really mean beisil was silent. Actually, beisil did give an answer to Beishamai's point. It's just that beisil didn't respond from the halacha itself. In other words, beisil said, good point. But he had a counterpoint in saying, but I'll prove to you that what you're trying to prove for me is not true. It's not based on the law of Hekdesh, Bertoyes Haba Hekdesh, because then number 8 and number 12 should also become Maisa Behema if by mistake he caused them number 10. And that's not the case, only by number 9 and number 11. But again, regarding the point that Bishamu was talking about of 9 and 11, that Beisil was silent. And he didn't say that that wouldn't be the halacha of Hekdesh, Bertoyes Haba Hekdesh. Now, on that, the question is, according to you, Rav Nachman, Leim Rulahoin, Beisil should have said to Beishamai, from the halacha that you're telling me, I don't have to go to 8 and 12. Ma'la Meiser, wait a second. Beisil could have said to Beishamai, what are you proving for Meiser? Shkein Einoi Kodesh Bekavono. Meiser is totally different than all other types of Hekdesh. Because other types of Hekdesh, the only way they become Hekdesh is if they're done deliberately. And therefore, Beisil could have just said, if it's like Rav Nachman, that actually to the contrary, the Maisa Behema, that number 9 and number 11 could become the halacha of Maisa Behema as the 10th one, that's only when it's not with Kavana, so it must be, it's a Gzeris HaKosev and it is a Chiddush, and therefore you can't learn out from that. In other words, according to Rav Nachman, why does Beisil have to go fishing to number 8 or number 12 and to say, oh, wait a second, that sounds like you have a good point. It sounds like 9 and 11 are Hekdesh Betoyes, but It's not true. It must be Gzeis HaKasav. Why? Because if it was based on Tois, on error, then 8 also be made a mistake and called it 10, it should be 10. But it's not. So it must be it's Gzeis HaKasav. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, wait a second, according to you, the Maisa Behem is so unique that 9 and 11 could only be an error, so it must be Gzeis HaKasav. It must be a Chiddush and not a general halacha that could apply to all Hekdesh, which Bishami wants of Hekdesh, but Tois have a Hekdesh. Because then, of course, it would work with Kavana. And the fact that it only works with Tois must be that it's Gzeis HaKasev. Now, that seemingly is not like Rav Nachman. Then why go to 8 and 12? Prove it from 9 and 11. Must be it works even with Kavana. So it's not so different than other Hekdesh, which works with Kavana and also with Tois. And that's what Bisham was trying to prove. But according to you, Beisil should have said from 9 and 11. So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, it's not a proof. It's not a difficulty of Rav Nachman. The reason why Beisil didn't give this response to Beishamai, you're right, it would be a good response, like you're proving, because Maisa Behem is so unique that you could prove it's a Gzeis HaKasev from 9 and 11 itself, because it only works with Tois and not Bekavana. But had Beisil given this response to Beishamai, actually Beishamai would not accept this response. Because actually Beishamai would say, to the contrary, Beishamai would say, that's what you're answering me? Beishamai would have said the Kavo Chaymahu. Now it's a Kavo Chaymahu what I'm saying is right. Why? Because Beishamai would have said as follows. Beishamai would have said, not ma maiser she'ena kodesh bekavana, if, like you are explaining Beisil, which again is going based on the interpretation of Rav Nachman, that this halacha of maiser, of 9 and 11 being coming maiser, is only when it was done shalei bekavana, it can't become kodesh with intent. Only by mistake. Kadosh betoyis, in other words, only when you did it by mistake, then it is kadosh, and it's going to be hekdesh. So shekadosh bekavana. So something. So regarding hekdesh, that shekadosh bekavana, which could become kadosh with intent, like kol shekain, isn't it a kavo chaymar that for sure it's going to become kadosh betoyis? Because we find that other hekdesh is more superior in its ability to become kadosh. So therefore, Beisil couldn't have given that response to Beishamai, because Beishamai would have used it and actually turned it on Beisil and said, what are you responding to me? That's Gzeis HaKasev because it's only Betois and it's different than other Hekdesh. You can't bring a proof from it. Beishamai would have said, to the contrary, all the more so, more power to other Hekdesh. Because other Hekdesh is more superior. It could even be done with Kavana, for sure, with Tois. If Maisa Behema can't even be done with Kavana, meaning 9 and 11 becoming the 10th one, but B'toyis it could, so for sure other Hekdash could be. Now, on that, so that's why, that answers the question that Rav had to Rav Nachman, why Bissel didn't say that. But Rav Shimi concludes his statement by saying, V'loy hi. And the truth is, but that's definitely not like how Bishamik, what Bissel was concerned and troubleshooting, that Bishamik would have responded that, but that actually would not be Kal V'chaymer. Because everywhere we know that the Hekdash bedaiti the Maritala. Now, Loch of Hekdash does depend on the intent and the kavana of the person that's being makdash. Like the pasuk says, ki yakdash ish as beisai, which sounds like that, if that's his intent and that's what he's trying to do, and therefore, meiser behema must be a gezeiras hakasav, because there it's working even bitaos and not with kavana. So therefore, that's what, and actually that's as how Basil responds from 8 and 12, that you see that, no, it must be gezeiras hakasav. It can't be based on the generalist concept in all of Hekdash, because then it would apply even to 8 and 12. Now, you're right. Beis Hillel could have said that from 9 and 11, which is, must be that if it only works betoyis and not bekavana, that must be it's different, not like a kavochemer type of thing, because to the contrary. The fact that it doesn't work with kavana doesn't make it into like, oh, kavochemer to others that works with kavana, because it's not working based on the basic principle that Hekdash works, which is with kavana. So Meiser must be Gzeis HaKasav, and again, Bishamik just didn't say that, because then Bishamik could have tried to give that spin on it and say that, no, it's a Kavochaymer, but again, Rav Shimi responds that that's not really Kavochaymer. But either way, that answers Rav Nachman that it is a Gzeis HaKasav that applies just to Meiser Behemah. And again, however, you can't disprove him by Bishamik not saying from 9-11 itself, and rather going to 8 and 12 to prove that it's a Gzeis HaKasav. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission, again, continuing on this theme about a doubt regarding the Kabbalah of the person's Naziris. So the Mishnah says, Mi shenadir benazir. Someone took a vow of Naziris. Now, at the time when they took the ned of Naziris, he had already animals. So it was with that understanding that he said, you know what, I have animals to bring for my Kabbalah of Naziris, so how much am I investing already in this Naziris? Can't be metamala mason, fine. Can't drink wine, fine. So can't cut my hair, okay. So he has a mind that, okay, I have kabbonis anyways, from those animals, I'll bring them when I'm done with my naziris. V'holach lehevias behemto, you know, he's on his way, jolly way to go bring his animals for the conclusion of naziris. U'matza shenignava, and he finds out that they were stolen. And now, because of that, he regrets having taken upon himself the naziris. He's like, I'm not going to have to go shell out all this money now to buy the kabbonis and naziris. I would never have taken the naziris had I known that I'm not going to have these animals. So on that, the Mishnah says, if the animals weren't stolen yet at the time when he took the Naziris, so that the Mishnah says, Hareza Nazir. So then the person will have the halacha of Naziris, and the Chachim cannot be matter the nether with this opening and saying, oh, had you known that you're not going to have these animals, would you have taken the Naziris? And he said, of course not. That's not a valid Pesach, because that's what's called in halacha as Noilid. In other words, that's something that only developed after he took the Naziris. When he took it, he had animals. So what happened later is a later development. That is halacha that you can't make a Pesach for Noilid, and therefore the halacha of the Mishnah is that that's not a valid, as if something that you didn't know at the time, it's only something that was extant at the time, something that later development that no one knows, that's not valid to say that what you were taking at the time was not a full Kabbalah, and therefore you are a Nazir. Now, however, as we continue on Talmud Beis, the Mishnah says, but the imish nignava behemtei nazir. But if he just didn't know about it, but actually when he was taking his naziris, the animals were already stolen, and he says, oh, had I known that they were stolen, I would never have taken the ned of naziris. So that's a valid Pesach, an opening that the ned was taken in error. And so the chacham could be matur, and therefore ain't a nazir. So then in such a case, he actually will not be a nazir. Now, the Mishnah explains that v'zutos, this error of the halacha of Noilid, ta'a Nochem Amadi. Nochem, the Mead, had made this error because he thought that you could make a Pesach, you could find an opening for a Neder of Naziris without something that developed at a later point in time, not at the time that you had made the Naziris, but let's say before you concluded your Naziris, which was Kisha'olu Nazirim and Agayla, when there were certain Nazirim that came up from the diaspora. And they found that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, they had taken the nether before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So, when you finish in the Naziris, you have to be able to bring your Karbanis. But there was no more Beis HaMikdash. But when they took it, there was a Beis HaMikdash. So Amalam Nochem Amadi, so Nochem Amadi said to them, look, Ilo Hayisim Yoidim Shem Beis HaMikdash Chav, had you known that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, Hayisim Noizim, would you have taken upon yourself a Nazirus, which you can never get out of now because you can't bring your Karbanas? So Amalai, they said to him, Loi, of course not. Ve'atirim Nochem Amadi. And so Nochem Amadi permitted them, it was Matur their net of Nazirus, saying this wasn't a valid Nazirus. Now, Kushabah Adabah Yisrachamim Amru, when they heard about this halachic psak that Nochem Amadi had made, so they said, no, this is incorrect. Rather, as we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Kol Shenazir Atshalaychar Beis HaMikdash, Nazir. Whoever took upon himself a vow of Nazirus before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is a Nazir, because the Churban Beis HaMikdash is a later development, it's what's called Nailid, and you can't make a Pesach for a Neder of Nazirus with a later development of Nailid. But a Meshachar Beis HaMikdash ain't a Nazir. But if someone just didn't hear about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and after that had made the Neder of Nazirus, and then he finds out that it was destroyed when they took the Neder of Nazirus, that's definitely a valid Pesach, because that's not Nailid. That was something at the time that he took the Nazirus. Had he known about it, he never would have taken the Neder of Nazirus. Now, Amar Rabba, Rabba comments, Shatfu Rabban al-Rabbi Eliezer. The rabbis drew to their side the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And Vokmu Bishutasa, and they made him to accept upon them their opinion. Now, the understanding of this is because Rabbi Eliezer was around at the time of the Churban, at the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara Perkan Nizakin writes that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were the ones that carried the bed, so to speak, of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as if he was dead out of Yerushalayim. So what comes out, the Rush explains, was that Rabbi Eliezer was from that group of the Chacham that said to Nachum Hamadi, that we quote in the Mishnah, that he made a mistake and that you can't make a Pesach in Noilid. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer didn't say anything in defense of Nachum Hamadi, obviously that he retracted from his logic, which we're going to quote now in the Mishnah in the Darim, that he said that you could be Pesach with Noilid. Obviously, at a later point in time, he retracted and agreed to the Chachamim, and he was there when they told Nachum Amadi, and they didn't stick up for him because he also ended up agreeing, and that's what Rabbah is saying, that they were Ukmu Bishut Tesahu, that he agreed that actually that you can't be Pesach B'Noilid. It's not like we learned in Mishnah Masechet in the Dharm that originally, Pesachin B'Noilid Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer originally was of the opinion that you could make a Pesach in a later development. The Chacham Oysen, the Chacham said it's forbidden. Now, but from the fact of our Mishnah, you could see that Rabbi Eliezer ended up agreeing to the Chacham and said that you cannot be Pesach B'Noilid, and therefore he didn't stick up for Nachum Amadi, who was Pesach B'Noilid regarding the Nazir. Now, however, V'Amar Rava. Rava says, Avagav the Amar Rabba on an Ein Pesach B'Noilid, although the rabbis, again, they disagree with Nachum Amadi, as it said in our Mishnah, that you can't make a Pesach in a later development, Ava Pesach B'Tnai Noilid. You could create an opening to say that this was a mistaken neder of Nazirus if it's a condition that's contingent on a later development. Hey, Chedami, what would such a case be? Ami Lahain, they tell the Nazirim, Ilu Asa Inish, if someone would have came, Va'am Alachain would have told you the Charav Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, Mihava Nadrisin, would you have taken the neder? Now, what this means to say is, let's say people would have came to you and given you a counsel to say, look, don't take this Ned of Nazirus. Why? Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed before you get a chance to finish your Nazirus, and you're never going to be able to bring your carbon. Then you're going to be stuck and be a Nazir for the rest of your life. Although you took for 30 days, you're going to be stuck. Would you have taken a Nazirus had someone told you that? So if the Nazir would say, yeah, we definitely would have listened to what they said, it sounds like good advice, that is a valid Pesach. Now, although their counsel is Tuluya B'Noilid, their advice depends on something that is a later development, but that's similar to the halacha that we said in the fourth paragraph of Masechet Nedarim, regarding like if they tell the person that took the Nedo or the Naziris, say, look, if 10 people would have came to you and they would have appeased you that not to take a Nedo, would you have taken the Nedo? That it is a Pesach, even though it's something that never happened, it's something that maybe would have happened. Here also that since what's being dependent over here is that his regret is in the counsel of the people, that's a Pesach. In other words, although their counsel depends on a later development, that's not called Noilid because he wouldn't be retracting because of the later development. He would be retracting because of something that is around at the time of his Neder, which is their advice. Their advice is not Noilid. Their advice depends on something later. But had you known, had someone told you, had a good friend of yours told you, don't do this, which is something that's around, they had a good friend, that because of something later development, had you taken, you would not have, that's not no, that's called Tanai Neilid, and that's a valid Pesach. Now, however, Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef says, in general, he says, Ihavi Hasam, had I been there in that episode of our Mishnah, when the Chacham said to Nachum that, wait a second, how are you being mata these Nazirim that come up and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed already, that's a problem of Neilid? So Rav Yosef says, Hava min lohin, I would have told to the Chacham that it's not even Neilid. Because the Jews knew that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. That's not something that only developed at a later point in time. Had you just thought about something that you knew, Neilid is only a problem, it's something that you didn't entertain that it would develop. But something that's common, that you know it's going to happen, that's not even Neilid. And therefore, Rav Yosef says, I would have said that, no, Nachum Amadi is right. Not because, like he thinks, because you could do Neilid, but rather because it's not even Neilid. Except like we learned in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Pasuk there says that Yirmiyah is warning the Jewish people, Val tiftechu al divri ha-sheker lemer. Don't rely on and be confident regarding the lies to say, Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem Heima. That is that, oh, we're not worried about the bad that's going to come to us. We have the sanctuary of Hashem, and we have the sanctuary of Hashem, we have the sanctuary of Hashem. What are these three references to Heichel Hashem? So, and that is what the Gemara is explaining, that he was rebuking the wicked people who they weren't concerned about all the punishments that's going to come. They said that, look, if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that was the first reference of Heichel Hashem, that was Zem Mikdash Rishon. That was a reference to the first Beis HaMikdash. They said, we're not worried, because we know that a second Beis HaMikdash is going to be built for us. And if that one is destroyed, well, Heichel Hashem U'Mikdash Sheni, we have a second Beis HaMikdash. And if that one is destroyed, well, don't worry, we know that this third one is going to be rebuilt when Mashiach is going to come. So therefore they were saying that, oh, we're not concerned. We know there is going to be another Beis HaMikdash. But one thing we see from that discussion is that they knew that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and they even knew there's going to be another one rebuilt after that, which the third one should be rebuilt speedily in our days. But therefore, Rav Yosef says, I would have said it's not an island because they knew it's going to happen. Now, that the Gemara responds to Rav Yosef, no. Although the Jewish people knew that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and that's why they were responding to the Navi saying, oh, we're not concerned. Miyodin la'imasai, do you think they knew when it's going to be destroyed? And therefore, it was an island because that wouldn't stop them because of that from taking a neder, because since they didn't know when it's going to be destroyed, they don't think that it's going to be destroyed before they get a chance to finish the Naziris. And therefore, if it was, like in that case of Nachum Amadi, it definitely was Nailed, because it's not something that they had entertained. So therefore, it's not a correct point that Rabbi Yisrael was making. To which Amar Abaye, but Abaye said, but Meloyodin La'emas, is that really true that they didn't know when it's going to be destroyed? Similarly, his Rebbe Rav Yosef is correct. They did know because Baksid, the Pasuk of Daniel says, Shavuim Shivim Nechtech Al Am Chavalir Kachecha. There were 77s that were set for your people and on your holy city, which means to say there were 70 Shemitahs. A Shemitah is a 7-year cycle, and there were 70 of them, which comes out to 490 years, which was between the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the second. And the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, where you have the 70 years of Golas Bavel after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and you have the 420 years that the second Beis HaMikdash was standing. So they knew exactly when it was going to be destroyed. So what are you saying that it's not that it was Neilid? It wasn't Neilid. Seemingly, Rav Yisrael is correct that they knew when it's going to be destroyed. So I would have told them, back to Rav Yisrael's point, that it's not Neilid, and that's why it is a valid Pesach. Nothing more responds. No, Rav Yisrael's point is still not correct. Do you think they knew exactly which day? In other words, they didn't know if it's going to be in the beginning of that year or the end of that year, and therefore, still neilid because people would still think that we can get our Naziris done before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, when it was finally destroyed, oh, I would never have done it, but it's not something that had he known about at the time. In other words, he didn't know that it was coming, and definitely when it was coming, it was still an element of neilid, and that's why the Chacham are correct in telling to Nachum Amadi that was an incorrect psak. Because anyone that took his Nedav Naziris before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, since he didn't know exactly when it's going to be, is not something that he would have entertained at the time, and therefore it is an element of Neilid, and that's not a valid Pesach to undo their Naziris. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme about which was the primary mission that we opened up this perek with, which was the halach of hekdesh betoyz. Now we get on to the halach of nezirus betoyz. So the Mishnah begins, if there were six people that were hayu mehalchim baderech, they were walking on the street, on the road, ve'echad bo kenegdo, now they have one person coming towards them, and they don't know, they can't tell who he is. So amar echad men, one of the six speaks up and he says, hareini nazir shazet, says, I'm so confident that this person is that person, if this is him, I'm going to be a nazir. If this is plainly that person, because I recognize him, that's Reuven, and I'm a nazir if I'm right. Now, v'yechod, but the second person, Amar, he says, hareini nazir she'in ze plainly, he says, no, I'm a nazir, that if it's not him, because to me it doesn't look like Reuven, and therefore I'm going to take a ned of nazirus if I'm right that it's not him, like I think he is. Now the third one gets up and he says to the first two, he says, "Hareini nazir she'echad michem nazir." He says that I'm going to be a nazir if one of you two are a nazir. In other words, I think that one of you are a nazir and not the other one. Now that one, that it's going to be like him, if he's right and he's a nazir, I'll be like him a nazir. Now the fourth one says, "I'll be a nazir she'ein echad michem nazir," that which, as Tosfos explains, means to say that I think that one of you is not a nazir, which is the one that obviously is the incorrect one. But rather, there's one that he is correct, and he's going to be a nazir, which Tosfos really says that the fourth guy is really like the third guy, where each one thinks that one is a nazir and one is not a nazir. It's just that they're switching it how they're saying it. One saying that I know one is a nazir and I'll be like him, and one says I know one is not a nazir and I'm going to be like the one that is a nazir. Now the fifth guy says to the first two, he says, "I'll be a nazir, sheshneichem nazir," that both of you, the first two, are nazir, because it's got to be either Reuben or not Reuben. Now, so therefore, the fifth guy is saying that since each one accepted upon himself a nazirus because he thinks that he's right, every guy thinks he's right, he's for sure Reuben, the other guy says for sure not Reuben. So since each one thinks he's saying the truth, that's why the fifth guy thinks, you know what, we're going to ask the rabbi, I guarantee both of you are nazirim, and therefore, since you're both nazirim, I know I'm right. If you're both nazirim, then I'll also be a nazir. Now, the sixth guy, the last guy, he answers and he says, I'll be a nazir, shekulchem nazirim. If all of you, all five of you, I think we're going to ask the rabbi and you're going to see all five of you are going to be a nazir. If I'm right and you're all five nazirim, I'll also be a nazir. So Bishami aimrim kula nazirim. So Bishami says actually that all six of them are nazirim. And the reason being is because Bishami holds, nazirus betos have a nazir. When you take upon yourself an acceptance of nazirus, although it was taken in error, but since that you intended to be a nazir, you wanted to be a nazir. Now, although you said, I'll be a nazir if that's that guy, is because you thought he was him. So you really wanted to be a nazir. You were just saying, you were so confident that that's him, and that's why I'll be a nazir. Now, could be you're wrong, but that doesn't make a difference. That's what's called nazir betoyz. But since you wanted to be a nazir, that's going to be a valid nazirus. And actually, from this Mishnah is where the Gemara had proved that Bishami holds hektish betoyz is have a hektish. Now, Bishilah say that no. The only one that's a nazir is the one that was wrong. Which the Gemara is going to ask, it should have said, the only one that was right. He says, I'll be a nazir if this is that guy, and it turns out to be that guy. He is a nazir. Everyone else, the one that says, if it's not, it's not going to be a nazir. The Gemara is going to explain, it seemingly should be not shaloi neskaim adivarv, only the one that should neskaim adivarv. Now, Reb Tarfonaimer, he says, no. Ein echad mehem nazir. Nobody is a nazir. Not the guys that are wrong, like Bishamai, and not the guys that are right, like Bisil. Now the reason is because although he ends up being right, is because Nazirus was only if it's done what's called Behafla. Because by Nazir it says Ish ki yafli, and Hafla means to say definitive, has to be clear. Now, although it turns out that you're right, but when you took the Nazirus, you didn't know it wasn't Hafla. Turns out you're right, but that's just luck. That's just in the sense of luck, meaning in the sense of jackpot, you didn't know at the time that you did it, and therefore, you're not going to be a nazir. Now, the Mishnah continues, and Tosfos explains that this machlik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is going in the opinion of Beis Hillel, who says that if it turns out that you are right, not like Reb Tarfon, and then you would become a nazir. But let's say here, Tiyul Acherev. Let's say the guy's coming towards them and they're like, okay, we're going to see the bet who, you know, if I'm a nazir or you're a nazir, we're all a nazir. Now, he ends up going backwards and now they never end up finding out who he is. So on that, the Tanakhama says, in a nazir. So then, no one's going to be, neither of the first two is going to be a Nazir. Because although it's clear that one of them has to be right, but since it never gets verified who was the one that was right, because the guy never ends up coming to us, so no one's going to be a Nazir. And the reason is, as the Gemara explains, because the Tanakhama is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Lo mochas inish nafshe l'sveika. A person does not put himself into a situation of doubt. Meaning, if it turns out that what if I end up verifying, then I'll take upon myself the Naziris or the Neder. But if you never end up finding out, it just always ends up in a situation of doubt. Although you took a Neder, you don't end up wanting to obligate yourself in situations of doubt. Whereas Reb Shimon Omer, he says, no. It says, Yomer, each one of the two guys should say, Im hay kedvarai, if it really was Reuben, or the other guy who says that it wasn't Reuben, Sareni Nazir Chay, but then I'm an obligated Nazir, because Basila holds that if you're right, then you're right, and you have to keep that Naziris. But Vim Lav, but if it wasn't, and we have no way of knowing this, Harini Nazir Nadava, then I'm going to accept myself the Naziris in the Nadava way. I'm accepting it even though I'm not obligated. Now the reason is because Reb Shimon goes according to his opinion that he holds Safik Naziris is Lahachma. When you have a doubt in Naziris, we interpret it stringently. And therefore each one, since he's a Nazir Misafik, we don't know if he's right or he's wrong. So he's forbidden in wine and tumma and tekalachas. Now, moreover, he also can't end up cutting his hair because of a suffix naziris. You have to end up bringing a carbon, but you can't bring a carbon because maybe you're not really a nazir, and you're going to be bringing chulin to the azara. Now, so you have to keep the naziris because of the doubt, but then you're going to be stuck if it's because of doubt, because you can't bring a carbon if it's in doubt. So that's why, according to Reb Shimon, he was masakin that each one should say, if it's like me, if it really was Reuben, or again, the other one who said it's not Reuben, then I have a Naziris of Chayv, and then of course I could bring my Karbanas. But if not, I'm accepting upon myself a Naziris of Nadava, because again, if you don't accept upon yourself a Naziris of Nadava, although you have to keep it because of the Safik Naziris of Chumrah, but then you wouldn't be able to bring a carbon, because that would be a leniency in regards to the different halacha of bring Chulin Ba'azara. So therefore, because of this halacha of Safik Naziris La'achmer, to be able to bring your Karbanas, to be able to be done with your Naziris, Reb Shimon said that you should say that if I'm wrong, then it's going to be a Nazir of Nadava. That's the machlekes between the Yehuda and Reb Shimon regarding the halacha bisil, which is that, yes, if you're right, you're right, but when it's a situation of doubt, Reb Yehuda holds that you don't put yourself in that, and therefore you don't. No one has to keep it. Reb Shimon holds that we go stringently, and then we have to keep it, but again, since you need to have to end up bringing your carbon, so you make the condition that if I'm not that one, then it's going to be Naziris of Nadava.